Hi, are you Millie?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
And who's this?
This is Mr. Pip.
Hello, Mr. Pip. Gorgeous little black poodle?
Yeah, from the RSPCA, so we don't really know. But he's mostly poodle.
He's a found dog.
Yes, he's a found dog. And I'm his third person, so we really don't know what his backstory is. But it doesn't matter.
And this is my adopted dog for the night, because I am not a dog owner, but I'm here with my friend Barb and her little black dog Snowy. What is Snowy?
She's a Scottish Terrier. Not a very well-behaved one.
Yeah, well, I don't know how this is going to go, but anyway, we shall see. So, I'm trying out a dog sport where apparently I get just about as much exercise as the dog. It's called dog agility, and right now I'm in the Obedience Dog Club clubhouse. Not the doghouse, the clubhouse. Taking me through what's involved is Millicent Burke. So, Millie, what is dog agility, competitive dog agility?
It's basically an obstacle course that you, as the person in the team, ask your dog or direct your dog around the obstacle course. It can have a few different types of obstacles, from jumps to seesaws and tunnels and contacts, which are things like dog walks where they go up and along the plank and back down again.
So it's a little bit like show jumping, but you're not actually riding the dog, of course.
That's exactly it. Yep, I think that's even where it came from.
Well, I did want to know what the history of it is as a competitive sport for dog and owner.
It started 40 years ago at a dog show, Crufts.
Oh, Crufts is famous in the UK.
Yeah, and they put it on to show off what dogs can do as a bit of an audience entertainment between breed shows. And it was really popular. So 40 years later, dog agility is a sport that happens all over the world.
All right, so just how active is it then for the dog owner, the handler? Because it sounds very active for the dog.
It is very active for the dog. And for the person, it can be really active. So you can run right next to your dog and pretty much keep up with them the whole time. Or you can be less active if you're not able to run with your dog.
If you can and do choose to run with the dog, though, I suppose because you are actually focusing, your focus is on the dog, you probably don't notice how much you're running or how active you are, yeah?
That's right. Yep, you don't even notice because you're having way too much fun and concentrating on a whole bunch of things. So you're concentrating on what the dog's doing, you're concentrating on what's coming up next, and you tend to be concentrating on where your feet are and even where your shoulders are pointing because that's what the dog's reading. So if you get your body wrong and you muck up, then the dog will muck up. So most of the time, if you do make a mistake, it's your fault.
So you said it's about the position of your feet and your shoulders. That indicates something to the dog?
Yeah, most of the time it's where your body is in relation to the obstacles and the dog that give the dog direction. And then, of course, you use verbal cues on top of that. But most of the time, yeah, the dog reads your body.
Do you reckon you've got fitter as a result of being involved in dog agility competitions?
I think it's definitely kept me active on a regular basis. So we train at least once a week, if not twice a week, in a formal way. And then, of course, on a day-to-day basis, it's about keeping Pip fit as well as me. So we'll go to the dog park or we'll go for a walk on the beach or something like that, or maybe take him to the farm and give him a swim on the dam or something like that. But
do you have a swim in the dam too with him?
Only if it's warm enough. It can be a bit cold and a little bit slimy. Yeah.
So how often are you involved, you and Mr. Pip, involved in competitions?
About once a month at least. And he's pretty good at it. He started off quite shy in competitions, but his confidence just has bloomed. He's been competing for just over a year and a half and he's just excelled at it.
And what about your competitive confidence?
Yeah, that's the hard thing. It's funny because you get nervous, but then it's just playing with your dog, so it can be a bit funny. But yeah, I think I've got better at being in the competitions as well, definitely. And there's always new things to learn, always more skills to learn and work with him, and he adores it. Every time we turn off the main road and he knows that he's coming to dog training, he goes nuts. He's so excited, and he's so happy to be here. So we probably won't stop for quite a while.
All right, so I'm a complete newcomer to this with my adopted dog, Snowy. I really don't know how that's going to go. So how do you start learning dog agility for me, the complete beginner?
Yep. So what we do is we take you into what's called a foundation class, where you start off with flat work, where it doesn't look so much fun because you're always on the ground and you're learning on the beginner's equipment, but that's where you learn all of the little skills that you can then transfer onto the bigger equipment, and it's safer that way for you and your dog. We start off with focus exercises and basically getting the dog to start tuning into you and thinking that you're the most exciting thing ever, and to start watching those shoulders and watching your body and learning those cues. And we go from there.
Okay, we'll see how we go, shall we? Should we go out into the park?
The other thing is, I tested Pip on my friends at the park, and I got him to do a few things for somebody else. So what we might also do is give you Pip's treat pouch and see if he'll do some things for you as well.
That'd be great. I suspect Pip might be better at this than Snowy.
Well, you've got to start somewhere.
And I don't know how I'm going to be. All right, let's go out.
Shall we set up a course? Great. So we'll have to haul all the equipment out, which is often one of the biggest workouts of the day.
It's probably the hardest workout of the day.
So this is Serge and his dog Banjo, the Border Collie.
Hi Serge.
How are you?
Good. Fine dog, and Banjo is a bouncy Border Collie.
He is. He loves his agility, he loves having fun, and loves people and other dogs.
Loves jumping all over people.
He does. Sit, sit. Good boy.
So they're just walking the course now. We've got some of our other teammates here. They're walking the course to have a look at it and think about what they and their dog are going to work on today. So some people here have been competing for a while, and other people have only just started competing. So they might not do the whole course yet. They might just do it.
Like me. I don't think I'll do the whole course
yet. We'll just get you to do a couple of little easy bits. And then some of our more advanced handlers can do some of the more complicated bits out there. So you're going first, Serge. No pressure. So he's just getting his treats ready, and his dog Banjo will be jumping the blue high, which is 400. So he's a pretty big dog, and he's getting ready to go.
Wait. Okay, go with it. Good boy. Go, go, go. Go tunnel. Banjo, turn. Over. Out. Out. Go around. Out, out, out. Go. Go. Here. Calm. Go tunnel. Banjo, come, walk it, walk it. Touch it. Okay, go higher. Good boy. Come, come. Back. Good boy. Banjo, come. Okay. Sit. Good boy, drop. Stay there. Good boy. Yeah, it's fun. It keeps you active. Come on. It keeps you fit. Keeps you running.
So Barb is here with Snowy, and we're just going to have a little go with Snowy, or I'm going to have a little go trying to learn some dog agility.
Good luck.
With your dog.
She's had no training whatsoever.
Well, we're both beginners. We'll muddle through, Snowy.
Maybe we'll do a bit of dual action training.
Dual action training. Well, sounds good, Snowy.
If you've got the lead, I'll see if we can get her started on some of the foundation exercises. So one of the strange things about dogs is that they're not really quite sure where their back end is.
I understand that.
So one of the first things that we do is focus and something called rear end awareness.
which just helps them. It helps them learn not to jump and drop bars, and also when they go over that plank, to keep their feet on the plank. Okay. So we're going to see if we can get Snowy to put just her front feet on that box, and that's it.
All right, Snowy, did you hear that?
Yes, good girl, Snowy. So she just did one foot, which is sometimes all you get for... Oh, no, there goes 2 feet. Good girl.
She's an advanced learner.
She's a smarty pants.
Snowy, you and I are going to go places.
So one of the other things that we've got here is like a really miniature version of that dog walk. And what we're going to see, if we're going to see if we can walk Snowy along it. Now she's okay. Mastered.
Snowy, you and I are going to take a walk on the plank.
Yes,
this board. Girl. And she's doing it. Because she's getting treats. Is that? Did I do that right?
Did you tell her she's a good girl?
Oh, Snowy, you're a really good girl. That's great. All right, so that's sort of your basic foundational dog agility.
That's it. Yep, that's right. Woo! Woo! Come on, Snowy.
Try not to let Snowy get into a fight with other dogs. So, Snowy, you and I are going to run like crazy with a few more lessons.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Run and weave and jump all over this course.
She's shown a bit of talent already.
Barb, did you hear that? You've got a talented smart dog.
Well, you know, I always knew she had potential.
So would you like me to show you the course with Pip and then you can have a go of running it?
Yeah, sure. Great.
Ready? Okay.
All right. So, Snowy, we're giving you back to Barb because you and I have gone about as far as we can tonight. I'm going to go off with an advanced dog.
Hey, Snowy. Snowy.
Thanks, Snowy.
You've been fantastic, but it's time to go home.
See ya. So, Millie, you've got Mr. Pip, and we're going to have a little go.
So, you do the weaves, the tunnel, and then see if you can go jump, 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 tunnel, dog walk.
Okay. Jump, 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 tunnel, dog walk. Okay. Treat bag.
Treats,
yep. Mr. Pip, come on. Come on. Up here. Wait. Go weavies. Oh, here we go. Whee! Weavy, 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 weavy. Go tunnel. And jump. Jump. Oh, he's going in through the other. Jump. Yes, good dog. Jump. And jump. And jump. And jump. We're getting a bit lost. And what's this one?
That's the dog walk.
Dog walk. Up, 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 up the dog walk. Here we go. Dog walk. Woo! And down we go. Oh, good dog. Well done, Mr. Pip. Treats for you. That was fun. And I got a little bit of a run in, although, you know, really, you need to know a bit more what you're doing before you really start getting fairly active with the dog. Yep. But that was great, Millie, and great, Mr. Pip. Thank you both so much.
Our absolute pleasure.